Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us today. It's already Tuesday, the sixth day of March, 2007. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. Joining us for his once-a-month visit will be Michael Rivero of WhatReallyHappened.com. Our websites are Infowars.net, JonesReport.com, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv. Those are our main sites. We have several auxiliary sites and issue sites, like MartialLaw911.info. Russia probes illegal test of Glaxo vaccines. We'll be getting into that report for you today. Also, 9/11, not first example of media scripting and foreknowledge. Were Oswald and Pearl Harbor details leaked ahead of time? Great new article we've been talking about writing for the last 3 days, now up on PrisonPlanet.com. Northwest pilot from rural Glendon alleges 9/11 cover-up. This out of the West Central Tribune. Field McConnell is convinced the 9/11 terrorist attacks are being covered up and that the government's getting ready for more attacks. We're going to try to get him on the show. Also, the rice with human genes, UK Daily Mail. They're claiming this is the first time human genes have been in food. That is not the case. It's kind of like the AP yesterday finally reported that, oh, it's okay what Bank of America is doing. Guess what? It's nothing new. And it says for 4 years, as we've been telling you, because we saw it with our own eyeballs, major banks have been giving illegal aliens bank accounts with no ID, housing loans, and car loans. I mean, just that's how they operate. Once they tell you about it, it's been going on 4 or 5, sometimes 10 years, sometimes 20 years, sometimes 50 years. But the rice with human genes to be on your supper table very soon, getting approval. Another big report here, global warming happens every 1,500 years. Reuters story, pretty interesting. Missing a huge chunk of the Earth's crust. Also, some states put untrained cops on duty. What a horror story. We'll be going over this report out of the Associated Press. Child fingerprinting, sign of government surveillance state. Stock market bloodbath and Greenspan's retreat. And much more when we get back from break. In the much more department, let me give you a foretaste of that, a preview. Zogby poll. Bush approval rating hits all-time low. Be afraid, be very afraid, be concerned that they might have a convenient event so we can learn to worship our leaders, our gracious leaders, properly. As the Scooter Libby trial nears its completion, 10 days now of jury deliberation, we hear that Dick Cheney may have to step down because of a blood clot in his leg. He hasn't been able to stand at the debates. He uses a walker or cane. They've tried to keep this quiet, but will a blood clot force Cheney to step down? Dick Cheney has been diagnosed with a blood clot in his left leg, leading to speculation he will be forced to resign as U.S. vice president. That's in case the jury, I guess, can't be influenced properly with his former chief of staff in the hot water, as they say. Also, I did watch about 30 minutes of the Walter Reed testimony and scan over some transcripts, and basically, it's a whitewash, folks. You want to know what's really going on with the soldiers, the airmen, the Marines in these facilities. We'll go over that a little bit for you. It's all coming up on the other side. I'm Alex Jones. This is the one, the only GCN Radio Network. Strap yourselves in. It's a big show lined up. And 2 hours and 55 minutes of it is left standing out before us.
Here.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, the Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us. This just in, we were talking about in the first segment how we are awaiting a verdict that the jury had not delivered its verdict yet after many days of deliberation in the Scooter Libby, Dick Cheney's chief of staff, trial. Well, here's the headline. Jurors reach verdict in CIA leak case. And it says that the verdict will be read here in the next 15 minutes or so. They said it would be read right around now, but we are diligently tracking the news channels as that develops, and we will give that to you as soon as it comes out. Jurors reach a verdict in CIA leak case. Jurors reached a verdict Tuesday in the trial of I. Lewis Scooter Libby, a former White House aide accused of lying and obstructing an investigation into the leak of a CIA operative's identity. The verdict will be read at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time in the courtroom, where jurors heard 19 witnesses during the five-week trial. The verdict came on the 10th day of deliberations. The announcement was made by Randall Sanborn, a spokesman for Special Prosecutor Patrick Fitzgerald. And we will continue to track that. An earlier report from just about 20 minutes ago before this broke, headline, CIA leak jury's notes suggest confusion. Juror notes in the CIA leak case suggest some jury room confusion about what exactly former White House aide I. Lewis Scooter Libby is accused of doing. After completing their ninth day of deliberations without verdict Monday, jurors passed U.S. District Judge Reggie B. Walton three questions, all related to what Libby told the FBI regarding his 2003 telephone conversation with Time Magazine's Matt Cooper and CIA operative Valerie Plain. Okay, let's just stop right there. So many times in these high-level political trials, they don't go after them for what the original crime supposedly was. They then basically claim that Libby lied to the FBI about who he talked to, when he talked to him. And I'm not defending Scooter Libby. There are a million reasons to burn the Bush administration. But frankly, I'm tired of them going after Democrats. I'm tired of them going after Republicans on procedural violations that they supposedly lied. When, if you really look at it, I mean, we know Libby's lying about things that Dick Cheney did to protect their boss. This just in, Libby guilty on four or five charges, not guilty of false statements. So he was found not guilty of one of the main charges. Again, Scooter Libby not guilty of four of... Bring it back, Aaron. Aaron just ran up to the window and was holding it up there. All right, we'll follow this as it happens. And we'll see what develops. We'll get Michael Rivero's take on it coming up in the next hour as this news develops. I really should allow myself to have a computer in here, but I've heard so many talk show hosts on the air where they'll just let their guests go on and on and on. You can tell they're surfing the internet. They'll go, uh-huh, uh-huh. And I do the same thing when I allow myself to have a computer in studio, because I would right now not be talking, not thinking. I would be clicking on the internet going, hold on just a minute, let me check this. And it just, I just can't do it. It just messes up my focus. So I have people running back and forth, in and out, as news develops here. I guess I could mount a television in here and have cable news on it. Then it would just be simple headlines I could give you. But that becomes a distraction. In fact, at the KLBJ show I do out of their studios on Sunday that's syndicated, I noticed that the board op does a great job, but I do see him from time to time staring at the television set. I've worked at stations where they take the televisions out of the control booth for just that reason. Okay, I'm digressing and getting into talk radio backside stuff that doesn't really matter. But, yes, he's been found guilty of four of the five counts and not guilty on the false statement lying to the FBI. So we will, again, continue to cover that as it develops and as we learn more details. This is out of Reuters. This is very serious news. Moscow. Russia probes illegal test of Glaxo vaccines. Russian prosecutors are investigating a local hospital on suspicions it illegally tested vaccines made by GlaxoSmithKline on toddlers, making them ill and hampering their development. Europe's biggest drug maker denied the claims and said there was no evidence of adverse events or misconduct in the way the study had been carried out. Glaxo vaccines were tested on more than 100 children between 1 and 2 years of age at the hospital in Volgograd after Russian health authorities approved the trials in 2005. But prosecutors claim patients were not properly informed and they thought these were routine vaccinations, just like the troops are told that. According to the prosecutors, Glaxo paid the clinic in southwestern Russia $50,000 to conduct the trials, which made some children ill. According to the contract, only healthy children can take part in the experiment, said a spokeswoman for the Volgograd region's prosecutors, Lida Sergeyev. It goes on to say, in this case, all children were sent for trials, healthy or unhealthy, and many of them have been diagnosed with diseases. They had no right to put children with health problems through these clinical tests because it can lead to a deterioration in the child's condition. And, oh, by the way, I've got five articles on this. If you read deep enough, these are orphans. These are Russian orphanages are, of course, famous. where the state for 70-plus years just snatches up children from parents they send to prison or send to the work camps, which they, by the way, still have in Russia. And they take them to these facilities, and they've always tested chemicals, biologicals, radiologicals on the children. Sometimes they spray them on whole towns. And, of course, this is done here in the U.S. Remember, a couple years ago, it was all over the New York newspapers, but never became a national story that they take black children, healthy black children, on the average age of 7 to 8 years. In one case, it was a case where the mother went public, and the CPS admitted it, and good CPS workers blew the whistle. And they told her, we're going to take your 2-year-old if you don't sign your 8-year-old over. And they took him and tested pesticide on him. They strapped the black boy down and murdered him with pesticide. Murdered him. Murdering our children. And this is your loving government. They wouldn't carry out 9/11. No, they just paid Israel the equivalent of $3 billion, less than that, but today's number $3 billion, to radiate 110,000 of their children, tens of thousands of our children radiated. You know about Tuskegee. You know about the atomic soldiers. Just trust your government. They love you. That radiation's mother's milk. It's a loving thing they do because they care about you. The state loves you. But they do it to the weak and defenseless because they can't stand up and speak up for themselves. Oh, it's disgusting. It goes on. They had no right to put children with health problems through these clinical tests. And it says, Sergeyev told Reuters of the 2.5-year-old girl whose neurological illness progressed sharply after she was vaccinated. What do you think these tests are for? This is your IQ reduction, and some people get a little overcooked. The girl can hardly speak and shows other signs of arrested development. You didn't have autism yet over there? Don't worry, you'll soon have whole rooms in every major school filled with these children. And the numbers will go from 1 in 20-something thousand down to 1 below 150. And pretty soon, it'll be 1 in 50 and then 1 in 20. And if you don't like it, men in black uniforms will drop by with automatic weapons to splatter your guts all over the wall, okay? Just shut up and love your government. Start trusting them a little more. Glaxo said the tests were part of a wider clinical trial program involving 5,700 children across Europe, including around 1,000 in Russia. The project is designed to evaluate the effectiveness of different vaccines against varicella or chickenpox and involves Glaxo vaccines that are already approved for use. Oh. A company, it's a whole cocktail, so they mention the one that's approved for use. Oh, some of it's approved for use. It's like I beat you in the head with a ball-peen hammer 45 times until your brains were all over the ground, but I did put a Band-Aid on it. A company spokeswoman said its own internal audit showed informed consent had been given by all parents and doctors involved in the trial had reported no signs of adverse effects. GlaxoSmithKline is extremely concerned about the unsubstantiated and untrue allegations circulating related to the clinical trial in Russia, she said. The prosecutors alleged the clinic had no right to conduct the test as it was not a state clinic. It's okay as long as it's a state clinic. When asked why the tests were nonetheless allowed in Volgograd Hospital, she said it was a question for the authorities who granted the permission. A regional court ruled last month the vaccination should stop, but the prosecutor said the hospital promised to appeal. If no appeal is made, all future tests to the vaccines in the clinic will be banned as of next week. Whole cocktail of loving vaccines. Because, again, your government deeply, deeply cares about you, and these corporations love you and want to help you, and they don't want you to complain about it. And again, I think it's important we all submit and not ask questions. All right. Will blood clot force Cheney to step down? Big news headline. Will Lord Cheney step down? Is this the beginning of the end of the Bush administration? Will they now replace the birdcage with a new liner? We'll be right back.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever been told that communism has collapsed and no longer a threat to our national sovereignty? If so, why are communists overthrowing African and South and Central American governments to install a communist regime? If so, why has Cuba and China agreed with other communist countries to surround the United States in preparation for an attack to end capitalism? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your order for a free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from your body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $26.90, MetaCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547.
Greatest time in human history. The most amazing peaks of upheaval unfold before us. The battle for humanity's very soul, your right to self-determination, to control your own destiny, lays before you. Join us in the great fight. Libby found guilty of 4 counts in CIA leak case. In a shattering defeat for the Bush administration. Former White House aide ICE Lewis Scooter Libby was convicted today of obstructing perjury and lying to the FBI in the investigation of the leak of a CIA operative's identity. Jurors heard 19 witnesses during the five-week trial. The verdict came on the 10th day of deliberations. The announcement was made by Randall Samborn, a spokesman for Special Prosecutor Patrick Fitzgerald. If found guilty on all five counts of perjury, obstruction, and lying to the FBI, Libby, who was found guilty of four of the five charges against him, faces up to 30 years in prison had he been convicted on all counts. His final sentencing is expected to be far less because of federal sentencing guidelines. Libby, the former chief of staff for Vice President Dick Cheney, ladies and gentlemen, convicted of four of five counts, more as it develops. That's all the AP has as of now on this. Now, continuing, this bridges into this subject. Will a blood clot force Cheney to step down? This out of the London Evening Standard. Dick Cheney has been diagnosed with a blood clot in his left leg, leading to speculation he will be forced to resign as U.S. Vice President. The 66-year-old has a history of major health problems, including four heart attacks, that's what we know of, it's more like six, and has undergone quadruple bypass surgery. He is a driving force in both the war in Iraq and the war on terror, and his resignation would be a huge loss to George Bush. The last thing we need is an extremely ill and depressed Dick Cheney in control of the nuclear launch codes. He is also believed to be the president's closest political friend. There has been widespread speculation that if Mr. Cheney is unable to complete his term in office, though ill, he will be replaced by Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, another personal friend of Mr. Bush. And because she's a woman and because she's black, it will be tantamount to high treason to criticize anything she does in the controlled press. Just watch. That's why they've got her there as a figurehead to use her. Mr. Cheney called in a doctor yesterday after suffering discomfort in his calf. An ultrasound test revealed a deep venous thrombosis or blood clot in his left lower leg, said an official report. The vice president has been put on blood-thinning medication and has returned to work. While the White House is trying to play down the situation, the condition is obviously serious and will again trigger speculation that Mr. Cheney could be forced to resign through poor health. Blood clots that form deep in legs can become killers if they break off and float into the lungs. This is called a pulmonary embolism. Mr. Cheney suffered his first heart attack in 1978 at 37. In June 2001, doctors implanted a device that monitors the normalities and irregular heartbeat Mr. Cheney refers to as his pacemaker plus. The vice president, who is closely akin to Darth Vader, the vice president is under enormous stress as his policies in Iraq continue to fail and as casualty figures mount. He returned last week from a trip that included unannounced stops in Afghanistan and Pakistan, and during which a Taliban suicide bomber tried to kill him, if you believe that staged event. Since he got back, Mr. Cheney has been sharply criticized, the opposing Democrats, for trying to restrict funds for President Bush's troop buildup in Iraq. The president relies on him heavily, not just to formulate policy, but also as an attack dog to take on domestic critics. There is speculation that 65 hours Mr. Cheney spent in the air aboard Air Force One, two over the 9-day trip could have contributed to his thrombosis. No kidding. When you're just sitting there with your legs hanging down for long periods of time, that's what predisposes you for the problem, said Sean O'Donnell, chief vascular surgery expert at Washington Hospital Center. The vice president's travel schedule is likely to be severely curtailed in the future. He's had bigger health problems than this. This looks like an excuse for him to step down if they decide they need to. Who knows what will happen? We'll be back to cover more news and take your calls.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. Let's ask the question that the Bush regime hopes you will never ask. That is the USA already bankrupt? As the world's biggest debtor nation, we are borrowing in excess of 80% of the world's net savings. That's $2 billion per day to finance the biggest deficit in history. Our creditors are becoming increasingly concerned that the debt can never be repaid. Japan and China, two of the largest holders of U.S. debt, are looking to greatly reduce their exposure to dollars. In fact, China has privately hinted that a U.S. attack on Iran could result in China's dumping massive amounts of U.S. Treasury bonds. To find out more about this, call for a free report on the coming dollar collapse. Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-8-XANADU or 1-888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. We're scheduled to have Michael Rivero in the next hour with his monthly visit with us, news analysis. And we just got a call. We contacted him this morning, got a call at the office. Looks like we may be able to get him on in the third hour. Northwest pilot from rural Glendon alleges 9/11 cover-up. A pilot for Northwest Airlines. He's also been a military pilot. We're going to be hopefully joined by him today, if not tomorrow. My producer is working on that right now. We're also going to be taking your calls here in just a few minutes. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. The websites are prisonplanet.com, prisonplanet.tv, and infowars.net. Then coming up later, I want to get into 9/11, not the first example of media scripting and foreknowledge, where Oswald and Pearl Harbor details leaked ahead of time, a great article by Paul Watson. Also, Zogby poll, Bush approval rating hits all-time low. Apologies, anger at Walter Reed hearing. We'll talk about that in the next hour. Believe it or not, as bad as it was, that is a whitewash. Attorney General bans BBC report on cash for honors. The government's banning the BBC, which it controls, from running a report about Blair and others being publicly paid off. And some of his folks in his government have already gone to jail. They're a bunch of criminals, folks, and we're going to bring them down. And this judge banning this going on television is a crook. Just, I mean, what else is he? Just, people have already been convicted. They've already been arrested. This is admitted. And we need to start punishing these criminals. They should not be invincible. Continuing, we've got a bunch of other news about genetic engineering, global warming. It's all coming up. But before I go back to your calls, before we open the phones up and get to those calls, I have made 15 films. The latest is Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. It's a little under 2 hours long. Well, it's 114 minutes long. And then there's 68 minutes of extras, so it's over 3 hours on one DVD. And it goes into the admissions where our illegitimate government, don't blame the Republic, don't blame the U.S., this is the global interest that seized control of our nation in 1913 fully and have been expanding their hegemonic power ever since and using us as an engine of domination. We go through all these admissions of our government and other governments staging terror attacks. Then we go to London and cover 7/7 and prove it's an inside job. Then we move into the latest info on 9/11. And then from there, the Iraq war, the domestic police state, the surveillance, the propaganda, the target Iran, and the film ends with examples of globalists admitting that they propagandize us and brainwash us. It is a must-see film, Terror Storm. I put blood, sweat, and tears into making this film. You need to have it. You need to have it now. You can get it as low as $9.95, part of discounts. You can get America Freedom to Fascism as low as $9.95 on Infowars.com. Loose Change Second Edition, 9/11 Mysteries Demolitions, and so many other books, films, 9/11 Inside Job Baseball Caps with Infowars.com on the front, 9/11 Equals Inside Job on the back, 9/11 Inside Job Handsome Black T-Shirts for Men and Women, Orwell T-Shirts, Mass Murderers Agree, Gun Control Works T-Shirts on the back says, politicians love disarmed peasants. It's all about a message. It's all about getting the info out. We got these great little FM transmitters that plug in your computer or boombox where you can then rebroadcast this show or other shows or music. If you add an antenna and a bigger power supply, you can buy it at Radio Shack with it. You just can't sell it, so it'll be FCC approved with those items. It can double or triple or even quadruple how far it goes out, upwards to 400, 500, even 600 feet. Some people say they've gotten it up to two or three city blocks, but the point is you can broadcast throughout your whole office, your house, into your neighbor's houses, tell folks locally about it, and just plug it into your computer and just stream the show 24 hours a day, or the network 24 hours a day. We stream the show 24 hours a day. You can stream Genesis Network 24 hours a day. Great little FM transmitters we're offering. Everything we sell is about getting the word out, having an effect, waking people up. And your support is what allows us to operate and continue to expand. So I want to thank all of you that have gotten videos and books from the website. And I want to ask you, if you have supported us in the past, go check out the new items we're offering. And if you haven't ever purchased any of the books or videos, check out the powerful information warfare products that we offer at Infowars.com via the Safe Secure Online Video and Bookstore Shopping Cart or call toll free 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And last but not least, in fact, it's the most important thing we're doing, PrisonPlanet.tv. PrisonPlanet.tv. All 15 of my films, weekly TV reports, special reports, thousands of pieces of media, an incredible archive, an amazing activist tool. Download them in super high quality, down to low res, depending on your connection speed, and burn them to disk, burn them to CD. An amazing activist tool, 15 cents a day, PrisonPlanet.tv. PrisonPlanet.tv. You can get a $5.95 monthly membership. That's the cost of two cups of Starbucks coffee, three cups of gas station coffee. I mean, you really cannot beat this, PrisonPlanet.tv, and it just allows us to pay for the bandwidth and the servers. Because we're not Google, folks. We don't own the backbone. So please check out PrisonPlanet.tv or get a yearly membership and get 3 months free at PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay, let's go ahead and go to your calls. Let's talk to Steve first. Steve, where are you calling us from today?
Hello?
Yes, Steve. Where are you calling from today?
Oh, I'm calling from New York City.
Welcome.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, good.
Listen, let me ask you, let me tell you something. I've learned so much about you in the past, 2 or 3 months? I mean, it's amazing. It's I looked at all your videos, I went all your websites, read all your things, and I'm like, you are telling people exactly what I've been telling them for like years. And like since the early 90s. And for people not to listen, it's incredible that they don't listen. It's incredible. You give them 10,000, things of proof, and they're like, they dismiss it totally. And this is the most messed up thing I'm going to say. It's almost as if that people want to put their necks in the guillotine. I mean, it's unbelievable. I talk at work, and I'm like, oh, conspiracy theorist. I'm like, okay, fine. I just saw Aaron Russo yesterday. I Googled video. It's a 70-minute interview with him, you had with him. And
yes.
I'm like, it is amazing, and it fits everything. I mean, in the past 3 months, I've seen everything you had. And there's no reason that anybody can't, take their eyes off of modern or mainstream media, or take their eyes off of...
And by the way, he had to go public about his friend Nick Rockefeller saying all that. I had to put the interview out and put out articles and make the Rockefellers even more of an enemy. And I'm not tooting my horn. I'm just saying we're making major sacrifices here. We're taking major risk. We're going head up. I mean, we're going, point blank, kamikaze into these people. And I'm glad that you realize just how serious it is. It's good to hear from you. And I'm glad you're dumbfounded. I'm glad that you are mind boggled, because that's how I am. I mean, when you look at the evidence and the admissions and the documents and the globalists writing their own autobiographies going, yeah, we do satanic rituals. Yeah, we're for world government. Yeah, we're going to destroy America. Ha 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 ha. And oh, you want sources? Sure.
No. I mean, what you're doing is you're doing America like the biggest favor in the world, and people do not realize.
All I'm doing is my duty. We're not going to live in freedom. We're going to be completely enslaved if we don't.
Right. I understand that. But I've been telling people about the IRS and how AIDS is not really what everyone thinks it is. And all of this, people say, oh, no, you're just a nut. You're a nut. I'm like, no, I'm not.
Well, you need to move on. You need to move on and ignore those folks. Listen, thank you for the call, Steve. I appreciate your call. Let me comment on the point he brought up. Propaganda. And you can read what Machiavelli wrote in the two books he wrote. You can read what Joseph Goebbels wrote. You can read what Eber Bernays, the father of modern advertising and public relations, said. He's written two books. I've read both of them. One of them is titled Propaganda. I mean, they openly brag about the things they're doing, because they know that maybe 0.1% out of the people on the globe will ever read their book. And then they'll try to communicate with the general public, and they won't understand. Number one, you've got people out there that just accept whatever they're told, whatever arrives in the mail, whatever the government says to do. They don't know how legislatures work. They don't know the three branches of government. Most people can't even tell you their own state capital. Most people can't tell you in major polls who the vice president is. Most Americans can't find Iraq or Serbia or Afghanistan or Iran on a map. Even when the names are there, they just kind of look and go, I don't know. I mean, these studies have been done, and the evidence shows people are getting not dumber, but they're getting less focused in on reality. They know all about, how big the engine is in their truck, or they know all about how to dress cool and act cool, or how to get in with the in crowd at work, and, how to play golf with the boss, or women know how to be seductive, or, apply, products to their faces. But they just, it's like rats in a maze who just accept the contours of their sealed environment. I mean, I'm convinced the government could say everybody's got to go underground because an asteroid's going to hit the Earth, and they could try to herd everybody into, you know, underground facilities if they had enough room, and people would just go live underground and be slaves if they were told. They'd try to take us kicking and screaming to do it. That's kind of a, in my spare time, I'm trying to read The Penultimate Truth by Philip K. Dick. Really great book. You also should read The Unteleported Man. You know, just to give you an idea of the type of stuff we're dealing with, because that parallels much of, and again, that's an analogy. I'm not saying they're really trying to herd us in underground cities, but I think they could run an ad campaign and convince everybody to do it, probably. I mean, that's what global warming is. There's climate change, but they're just hoaxing people with a solution that even if global warming is caused by man, it's not a solution to it. By the way, the top French physicist, I mean, the top guy in the country, says he's done further studies on global warming and found that it is a fraud. It is not caused by fossil fuels, and he cites the UN's own report of maximum human contribution to global warming increases 6%. Maximum, and that's way overblown. It's called the sun, Sol, the yellow dwarf that we orbit, third rock out, ladies and gentlemen, nestled in one of the outer spiral arms of the Milky Way galaxy, looking in along the axis towards the core. Okay, that's where we are, and it's the sun, the sun, the sun, the sun. And a global tax is not going to save you. But propagandists have written that good propaganda is simple, because it just speaks to people's innate laziness. Oh, that's not true. Oh, there's no problem. You know, it's kind of like denying your kids are in trouble or have gotten into drugs at first. Oh, no, my kids aren't on drugs. Oh, no, my kids aren't in trouble. Oh, no, my kids are just fine. Then your kid commits suicide or ends up in prison or has an overdose or gets AIDS or ends up being a whore. Okay? Ends up in porno movies when they're 18 because they got to have that cocaine. Because you were in denial, and you're so self-centered on your own life, you're not going to go help them to keep them out of that lifestyle, and once they get in it, you're going to decide you can't get them out of that lifestyle. When if it took breaking their pimp's legs, you're going to get them out of that lifestyle. Because that's why you never used to have corruption this level, because parents wouldn't put up with it. They'd do whatever it took. They meant going to prison to stop their children being destroyed. But you just decide it's not your job. You just decide that things aren't bad. You rationalize, and now we have over half illegitimacy in this country. The entire society is falling apart. You look at Black America and the social engineering they went through first, 90%+, what, 92% illegitimacy? And you look at the white and Hispanic and Asian communities, and you're going to see those same numbers very soon. And you go, what are you talking about, Alex? You go from propaganda into this, what are you talking about? In our daily lives, we lay down. In our daily lives, we put up with abuse. In our daily lives, we get into debt and rationalize, oh, I can get more credit cards. Oh, someday I'll make more money to get out of it. Or I'll win the lottery and pay off my credit cards. You know, the lottery, the idiot tax. And I'm sorry if you buy the lottery and you don't like that. It's tough. The stock market's pretty much the idiot tax now. It's totally cooked. Not to get into all the numbers on that. I mean, you're, of course it's at 12,000 or now lower than that because the money's been doubled in the last 6 years. Those stocks are half their value, bozo. It's a simple 2+2 equation. But do you think somebody driving along in their Mercedes right now who's leveraged to the hilt and living in a $1 million house, do you think they're going to lie to themselves and say, oh, no, my stock still got value, my dollar isn't devalued? Yeah, they're going to lie to themselves because they think they're the elite. They think they're untouchable. They're on a power trip. So you tell somebody, hey, they're putting cancer viruses in your vaccines. They're putting mercury in there. And by the way, there's no law you got to take that. They don't want to have to go say no to the school and find out the truth. That's scary that the government lies to us. It's scary they do all this. So they're just going to say, oh, man, that guy's crazy. That guy's crazy. My dollar isn't devalued. That guy's crazy. My kids aren't in trouble. That guy's crazy. The government's not involved in 9/11. That guy's crazy. The IRS isn't a scam. That guy's crazy. Bush's guest worker program isn't an amnesty. That guy's nuts. There's no North American Union. Because the propagandists are there just to lie to them. You call Congress, they go, there's no plan, there's no SPP, there's no such thing. As the ministers meet, as we get the four-year documents, and they're talking about keeping it secret in the North American Union. They just tell you, no, it's not happening. No, that's not happening. No, none of it's true. Everything's all right. Go back to sleep. Everything's honky-dory. I got an email when I said honky-dory. It's hunky-dory. Just let me say honky-dory if I want to. I know it's not honky-dory. But I'm talking about the honkies. What I mean by that is white America thinks they're on top and you're not. You're slaves. You're peons. You're house slaves, but nonetheless, you're slaves. Get it through your head and stop being slaves. The minute you realize it, you're no longer a slave.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
All right, let's blast through calls in this segment and the next. Then we got Mike Rivero joining us. We'll have open phones then as well. Don in Texas, thanks for holding, sir.
Am I on?
Yes, you are. Worldwide, border to border, coast to coast.
Now that you mention it, you know anything about like the stock market crashing, or do you have like a date when you think there might be another like attack?
Things are so out of control. A lot of financial experts believe the globalists could actually lose control, but that's a very low probability of them losing control of it. If they crash it, it'll probably be by design. And the reason we know this is the Financial Times of London and the Wall Street Journal is kind of where they communicate with each other, but particularly the Financial Times, very elite paper, very important to read that paper. We read it here daily. And the reason we do is because they telegraph what's going to happen. For 3 years, they've been saying that the elite is repositioning its wealth into raw assets, because they believe there's going to be an absolute global crash and that the elite... I'm going to let you go. I appreciate your call. Your phone's ringing there. Here comes the cavalry. that distracted me. Let me get back to what I was saying. It's an important subject that the elite is trying to reposition their wealth so that they don't lose a bunch of it in a crash and instead just fleece and bring in a big old net full of us little minners. All right. Let's go ahead and talk to Mark. Mark, where are you calling from? Come on, Mark. Come on down. Where are you calling from? Let's let him go. Vance in New Jersey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes.
Listen, I was wondering, I was trying to find a transcript of the Constitution of the United States online, and I can't find one. And
it's all over the place. I just type U.S. Constitution, and you'll find the text everywhere.
I found it difficult.
What did you type into the search box?
Put in United States Constitution. I mean, I came up with, like, bits and pieces and other things, but not the actual whole.
Well, let me tell you, if you go to Infowars.com, we sell pocket constitutions at cost with the Constitution, Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, in full.
Okay. Any time I try to read it, it's so difficult to understand. It's like trying to dissect a legal document. Has anybody ever, translate it like into layman's terms?
That's a good idea. We've had a lot of constitutional scholars on, and it has been translated into layman's terms. The problem is with any translation, you've got people claiming it's living and breathing. There's a lot of bad translations. But have you ever tried to read a newspaper from 1776 or 1787? They were smart, boy, back then. I mean, I can't understand half the words, and they were eloquent. They were into the language. A lot of them, most of the founding fathers could speak 2, 3, 4 languages. Latin was the basic in their main educations. A lot of them educated at home, and then you'd be sent, if you could pass exam, to college. If you could pass the bar, you didn't even have to go to college. It was all about your knowledge, and they were greedily into their knowledge. It's a powerful document, and it's meant to bound the hands of government. It's meant to set the three branches against each other, knowing that there's always despotism in government, and so that's why it was a beautiful system, but they circumnavigated it with the lobbyists and payoffs and many other things.
I also want to know where in the Constitution is there any reference about, the federal income tax and where the government doesn't have the right to take our money
it says that I'll have to dig that out of the Constitution, but that's certainly in there. And then you find out the 16th Amendment was not ratified.
I thought I saw something that mentioned something about taxes, but like I said, it's so hard to understand. And that 16th Amendment. I also wondering if you saw there was a show on National Geographic last night about North Korea.
No, I didn't see it. Listen, I appreciate your call.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at gcnlive.com or call toll free 877-300-7645.